Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.
The Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, which has recently unveiled its Made in the Bay campaign.
Fantastic campaign, by the way. Yeah. I saw it all over LinkedIn.
Yeah, even me. So it's Made in the Bay is far more than a logo, they say. It is a metro of origin, brand, and economic developments initiative designed to showcase the products, services, skills, innovations, and businesses that originate in Nelson Mandela Bay while strengthening the metro's reputation as a destination for investment, trade, and opportunity. Two friends and guests in the studio this morning, no stranger to Algoa FM Breakfast, Denise Van Hastien, who's the CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you back. And a new face in our studio this morning, Jeremy Dobbin, who's the Trade and Investment Officer at the Business Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who doesn't want to have an economist in their arsenal of friends?
He's an economist. He's an economist. And Lee had a question off air in the studio, and I thought maybe we should just bring this one live on air because you gave a fascinating answer that surprised us.
Yeah, the question, Jeremy, just to jump straight in, was, you know, we were talking just about your role as an economist and the state of the world at the moment, and particularly South Africa. And my question was, when does it get better? We are underwater at the moment. Folk are drowning.
Sure.
When are we able to come up for air?
Yeah, so I think just to give a bit of context, in terms of 2026, I think the economic consensus is that we'll grow at about 1.1% this year. It's broadly in line with population growth, so not really seeing massive improvements, you know, in terms of economic growth, quality of life, increased, you know, levels of employment and wages ultimately as well. I think from next year onwards, I think we're going to see kind of above population growth figures in terms of economic growth. We're looking at about 1.8% for next year, closer to 2% in 2028. The large kind of forces driving that is really increasing in levels of investment in South Africa. So getting businesses...
Are there still people investing?
Well, I'm saying...
Denise is saying, hell yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's critical that the reforms that government are doing create that enabling environment for business and for residents ultimately as well to put more of their money into investing rather than consumption or sending it offshore.
So in a word, I mean, not necessarily entirely life-changing, but some breathing space, some air out of the balloon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for that. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. Let's get talking about Made in the Bay. Denise, I mean, what exactly is Made of the Bay for those people that do not understand? And why did you decide to launch that?
Okay, so I suppose we started with Bay of Opportunity when we realized the potential that's in the Bay that is unlocked. And what we're doing now is we're creating pillars under that. And Made in the Bay is the first pillar. They'll also be invested in the Bay, skilled in the Bay, and so on. And really it talks to the assets that we have and the way that we should all be supporting one another. And maybe to give a good example, recently Volkswagen hosted an event with Mastertons where they launched a coffee together called the People's Blend. You know, and you think of Mastertons as a brand over 100 years old, operating in the
iconic
Bay. Small business, and then you've got this big business that's been here for 75 years and they're partnering together. So we're trying to promote those kind of opportunities, but also for us as locals to support local businesses. I mean, it's also good for carbon footprint and it also helps our economy.
Mm. Well, I mean, you mentioned local support, but what about international support or perhaps even national in terms of investors? What message does Made in the Bay send to investors, both existing and potential, you know, maybe those who are looking at Nelson Mandela Bay as a possible investment area?
I think what we're saying to international investors, and we have an interesting story to tell, and I think I've said before where we talk about being the most fixable metro in the country, but I think what we're also telling them is a story about a Bay where there's people that are very committed, they believe in the Bay, and if you look at companies like Hive Hydrogen as an example, they represent the biggest inward investment ever into South Africa, over 100 billion rand, and the site that they've chosen here at the Kucha IDZ was the best site they could find in the world. fulfilled for their purposes and what they need to do. So we've got a lot of potential here, a lot of opportunity. We're a two-port city. And if you look at our manufacturing sector, which is 22% of our economy, we've got an extraordinary amount of engineers, technicians and skilled and innovative people in the Bay. So we believe that anything is possible, and it's up to all of us to unlock that. Mm.
Jeremy, now the logo has some very distinctive design elements in it. What was the thinking behind the visual identity of that?
So we had a lot of back and forth and brainstorming about this, but ultimately we decided that the Algoa Bay coastline was chosen as the key icon representing the metro and the region, and that it's inclusive of all economic sectors, all walks of life, all cultures, all business people that are actually operating within the local economy. The burgundy-coloured circle that surrounds the bay in the logo represents a stamp of authenticity, really a mark of quality and endorsement.
Yeah.
And the overall colour scheme is associated with the chamber and the fact that the chamber is endorsing this new region of origin brand. The indigenous patterning that's been placed on the logo as well traces back to our unique cultural heritage, and it's something that if we put on a product that it's going to be seen across the world, it's striking, you know, that it's African. And really, ultimately, the inviting blue ocean that we've included as well represents the untapped opportunities that the bay presents that Denise was just touching on now as well.
I've also seen a video, quite a powerful and emotive video as well that you launched as part of this campaign. How's the response been to the launch and that video?
Thanks, Wayne. The response has been amazing, actually. We released the video about 3 weeks ago now, and we were speaking about it earlier, that the video has now had about 64,000 views across Meta, Facebook, and Instagram, and over 500,000 impressions on LinkedIn. So a lot of business people have seen this around the country and around the world, actually. And even the video has become the chamber's most watched video on YouTube as well.
Oh, nice.
So,
and ultimately, that's what you want. You need to get the message across. And you're saying it's been recognized from businesses on LinkedIn, which is great.
Listen, I mean, we were also chatting off air just about how much actually comes out of our region. And when we talk about Nelson Mandela Bay or, just our province as a whole, we're often looking at things like our beaches and the weather and the friendly people, but there's so much more happening here than people realize. You know, we are a real hub of innovation, of manufacturing and entrepreneurship and just world-class talent, in fact, even. And every day right here in the Bay, new products are being created, new technologies are being developed, and incredible services are coming out of our area. We're able to compete on both a national and a global stage. How do you foresee, Jeremy, businesses engaging with the brand going forward?
Yeah, it's been interesting. To date, we've had about over 70 businesses that have really recognized the value of this brand and this initiative as early adopters. And we'll see in the coming weeks and months how each one of those companies in particular uses the Made in the Bay to leverage the brand and to contribute to the initiative as well, because we want to pull as many reputable businesses that have products that are made locally, that represent the Bay, that have innovative solutions, whether it's a product or service, or great people that are there to represent the Bay within their organizations. But really, it's to answer your question, I would say that the strong uptake that we want to see and that we already kind of have a representation of is really kind of indicative of what we want out of this brand, which is to really recognize the Bay as a unique destination for products. The companies that are leveraging the brand are going to be putting it up on their sign, in terms of their building signage, putting it on their posters, their adverts, on their websites, really trying to leverage the brand as much as possible.
Denise, I think I've got a final question. What would success ideally look like for Made in the Bay over the next few years?
I think it starts with all of us. I think it starts with us talking positively about the Bay. You know, so that's where I'd like to see it start, and then we spread it to others, and then eventually you'd like to get to a point where if you walk into your nearest shop and you want to buy groceries, for example, there will be aisles that will be showing items that are made in the Bay, and we would gravitate towards that and want to support local. Mm. You know, and maybe even having a Made in the Bay showcase event in the Bay. I think there's lots of different ways this could play out, and we'd like to see this as being a longevity brand as well, because that is how we need to move forward, and it talks to the future of our economy. Mm-hmm. And maybe just very quickly to mention, I don't know if you saw Getaway magazine, they had a report now where they looked at Africa's most livable cities, and Nelson Mandela Bay was ranked number 3 after Kigali in Rwanda, and Cape Town was number 2. And I think that's something that is a huge asset that we have in the Bay, where it's a very livable city. And if we can match that with Made in the Bay, Bay of Opportunity in terms of the economic growth and unleash that potential, then I think we have the best of both worlds.
Mm, nicely said. Mm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jeremy and Denise from the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber. Have yourself a lovely weekend. We'll catch up real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.